According to the website WilliamShakespeare.info, Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors relies heavily on mix-ups and witty dialogue. The characters include two sets of twins, Antipholus of Ephesus and Antipholus of Syracuse, and Dromio of Ephesus and Dromio of Syracuse. Dromio of Ephesus is the slave of Antipholus of Ephesus, and Dromio of Syracuse is the slave of Antipholus of Syracuse. Antipholus of Ephesus is unaware that he has a twin brother, Antipholus of Syracuse, and Dromio of Ephesus is also unaware that he has a twin brother, Dromio of Syracuse. Farcical mix-ups occur when all the twins converge in Ephesus.
The Antipholus of Syracuse, which is played by Joseph, and his bondsman, the Dromio of Syracuse, show up in Ephesus, okay? And they're showing up basically so that the Antipholus can find his brother who he was separated from, okay?
And in a shipwreck when they were both infants. And it just so happens that the mother of the two Antipholus there was a rougher, meaner woman aboard who also gave birth to two other twins of baser natures. And so we have this split of master and servant and master and servant. They get rescued by different ships and they go to different places.
And so there's all of this back and forth of mistaken identities, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, you have the Dromios, which they're one of each for each of the Antipholi. And they keep getting mistaken both by the people in the town and by their masters. So it's just a back and forth of mistaken identity and stolen jewelry and things like that.
And lots of hitting.
Lots
of getting angry and beating people up.
That was director Gary Posey and actor Joseph Bromfield fleshing out the plot summary. But wait, we've seen this story a trillion times, says Schmoop.com about Comedy of Errors. Mom has twins, they get misplaced, grow up separately, meet again, and then comes the hilarity. Wash, rinse, repeat. Consider you've got Haley Mills or your very young Lindsay Lohan, if you prefer the 98 version, in Parent Trap. You're Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger in Twins. You're Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler in Big Business. The author goes on to say, why not just forget about The Bard and watch one of these movies? After all, the language is easier to follow. What sets The Comedy of Errors apart isn't a matter of difference, continues the author. Shakespeare knows that you already know the story. It was as conventional in his day as it is now. So he's careful to give you more bang for your buck by intensifying the play's action and characterization. This lighthearted romp of mistaken identity buys the Syracuse and Ephesus Dromios a beating, the Ephesus Antipholus an arrest, and the Syracuse and Ephesus Antipholi accusations of madness and possession, and almost destroys Ephesus Antipholus's marriage. Sure, this is a comedy, and the twins' mother appears at just in time to make everything work out. Still, by jamming in not one, but two sets of twins, and by lending depth to the supporting actors and actresses, Shakespeare pushes the suspense of the play right to the edge of tragedy before fixing everything with a happy ending.
You know, mistaken identity thing that plays throughout the entire show, I think, keeps people laughing. It's kept us laughing anyway.
And there's a really interesting element. I was working with the other Antipholus. He came in, and since I had taken down all of his blocking, I was walking through him through the show, which was a very interesting part of the process because the cast got to see, is like, oh, this is confusing because Joseph has been playing this part for the past week, and now we have another guy.
Which Antipholus they were actually talking to.
Exactly. Like, wait, are you actually going to be doing this scene? Or are you going to be doing... No, this isn't your scene. Okay, this is going to be Ryan. Okay, great. But I was sitting there talking with him, and we were going through a lot of his material, and I was comparing it to my own. And a lot of his material, just the punctuation of the language, is periods and exclamation points. He doesn't have questions in his language. My language is full of questions because I'm a stranger in a strange land. This is witchcraft. This is sorcery. This is – something's not right. And so literally – at the very, very basic level, Shakespeare has told us from the text, you live in a world of periods and you live in a world of question marks. Go. And that is a very fundamental difference between Dromio and Antipholus of Syracuse and Dromio and Antipholus of Ephesus. They live in a world of periods. we live in a world of question marks.
And commas.
And commas and semicolons and colons.
Right. From where I come from on the character, I'm very protective of him because he's been, like, the only friend I've had growing up, you know? Sure, he's been my master, but at the same time, he's been my friend. And we kind of play with that, too, where we joke with each other and I still know my place, and he makes sure that I know my place, but...
I was going to say, I'm not sure you always know your place.
But it's still, in my eyes, a friendship.
Right.
Even though we are on different levels.
And we have a very different relationship than the other pair of the other Antiphilus and Dromio, because we don't know anybody else on this entire island. We've shown up to this strange land. We are very much strangers in a strange land. And so the only person that I recognize or that I think that I recognize is my Dromio. And it just so happens that my Dromio sometimes isn't my Dromio. He's the other Dromio. And that just bewilders me and confuses me and makes me hit him more.
Actor Kyle Dagnan plays the role of Dromio of Ephesus in this farce. Director Posey says he's taken Comedy of Errors in the direction of Superfly meets Laugh-In, with early 1970s bell-bottoms and silk shirts and jumpsuits.
We don't have a laugh track.
We are not
like
doing
sitcoms.
A laugh track, but we are doing sound tracks. Effects. You know, all of the slapstick, all of the violence is going to be by the stage manager, you know, hitting a gong or blowing a whistle or something. You know, which I think will add to the comedic aspect of Laugh-In and that whole, you know, idea of Foley artists or whatever. And but we'll also say, see, we're not really beating someone up. You know, this is all in fun. It's all in jest. Which is what Shakespeare uses that phrase a lot in Comedy of Errors.
Comedy of Errors by Shakespeare opens at the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga on August 12th and runs through the 28th. To learn more, go online to EnsembleTheaterOfChattanooga.com. For Around and About, I'm Vanessa Guilfoyle.